watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal. I feel so honored. That is my first ever InfoWars announcer that actually has my name on it, thanks to the crew. I am Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com. I'll be filling in one more day. Harrison will be back on Monday. Today is, of course, March 5th, Friday, 2021. We've got a fun show for you today. We're going to be taking your calls starting at the bottom half of this hour. Then I've been mentioning the name, and along with many others who have been visited and hassled and intimidated by the FBI, we're going to have America First campaign consultant Noel Fritch on the broadcast to talk about Joe Biden's jackboot thugs showing up at his door when he was not home. He was working. His wife, who was 9 months pregnant at the time and at home with her four children, the FBI showed up, started asking questions, where was your husband on January 6th? Well, he was just in Washington, D.C., but he wasn't part of the insurrection. No, he was working. He's a campaign consultant. D.C. is where politicians live. Very, very disgusting stuff. Then later on, we'll be joined by Patrick Howley. We have a bombshell update, very, very fantastic news regarding the story that Patrick and I discussed when he was on earlier this week about the judge who took a mother's child away from her, ended all custody. Why? Because she had a photo on Facebook where she was not wearing a face mask. That judge, there's been a very significant update. Very, very happy to report some good news for that mother. So I want to start the show with kind of an overview of where we are today as a movement. President Trump yesterday put out two unbelievably fantastic statements. He made some other good moves. He made a good endorsement down in Louisiana. And really, it's a good counter. It's almost like he was watching the show. I don't think I'm that important, but it would be cool if he was, because he turned on a dime yesterday, slammed Mitch McConnell, slammed, of course, Karl Rove, the consummate political creature of the establishment who regained prominence under the rise of the Bushes, disgusting cretin of a political consultant. Trump is finally naming and shaming his enemies. And it's about time. I hope that we can keep this momentum going forward. There is absolutely no way to break bread with these people. There is absolutely no use in courting them over to your side. And that, as I've said, was the great lie of the Trump administration's first 4 years, was that Mitch McConnell is somehow going to be our ally, was that Karl Rove was somehow going to help the America First movement. It's never been clearer that that is not, was never, never will be the case. They all pretended to love us, but the second they could throw Trump under the bus, the second they could get a Democrat in office and go back to being the losers who they were destined to be, they were excited. They didn't fight to preserve election integrity whatsoever. They have no interest, zero interest. They completely were happy to let the Democrats steal it. And then, of course, on January 6th, well, they thought that was the final nail in President Trump's coffin. And now, well, now they're feeling the pain, because that's how dumb these people really are. They don't think that you exist. They don't think that you have a mind and can make your own decisions. They think that you are fed a steady propaganda of establishment stock talk radio and establishment television like Fox News. And they think that that's all you need to make your decisions. They think that Trump was this warlock who somehow gained the ability to influence people like Fox News does. But no, Trump is popular because he speaks to the concerns that we all have, and by and large, he refuses to back down. But the Republicans still haven't learned this. And in the next segment, we're going to go into these two statements from President Trump that were absolutely fantastic. We're also going to talk about, for example, the Republican Party in North Dakota, which just ejected a guy because he doesn't like to wear face masks. This is the Republican Party, folks. It's what we've got to change. Don't go away. You are watching The American Journal. We'll be right back after this extremely short 60-second break.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I feel so weird. I don't have to say my own name 50 times. Thanks so much to the crew for doing that. It's a great honor. I am filling in today for Harrison Smith. He will be back on Monday. We have a packed show for you today. As I said, we're going to be taking your calls at the bottom half of this hour and on throughout the show. We do have a couple guests. Noel Fritch, America First campaign consultant, will be on to talk about the Joe Biden regime's jackboot thug showing up at his door to hassle his poor wife while he was out of town. Why? Because he was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And that's all it takes. We'll also have Patrick Alley on to discuss a big update to his story we covered before. Trump, President Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States. It's such a strange phenomenon, and I swear he does this on purpose, because just when you start to get frustrated with the guy, he will go turn around and make you extremely, extremely happy. And that is precisely what happened yesterday. He released two statements, one slamming one Mitch McConnell, as well as Brian Kemp and the other top Republicans in the state of Georgia. Then a mere 6 hours later, he followed up with a just delicious statement slamming the Bush-era Republican campaign strategist who is treated as a god by these people, Karl Rove. So let's go into this statement from Mitch McConnell and go into the statement from Karl Rove. And then after we finish up those, I want to compare that to the Republican Party at large in this country and show how, even though we may control every state in the union just about, you know, they have the lefty ones, but the overwhelming majority of state legislatures are controlled by the Republican Party. Even though we have this control, our votes have – they mean that they're lies. We vote for these people in this country because it says on their website and on their social media, constitutional conservative, small government, low taxes, we're going to bring the troops home. And then, of course, what happens when they get into office? Well, look, for example, in Lindsey Graham, he caucuses with the Democrats half the time. And when he doesn't, he caucuses with Mitch McConnell. There's only two or three good senators in the entire body. Fortunately, the House is a little bit better, but it's dominated by Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. So this is President Trump's statement. It's up at nationalfile.com. Trump releases second statement slamming Mitch McConnell, who previously called him a dour, sullen, unsmiling political hack. This time, he is the most unpopular politician in America. Thursday afternoon, President Donald Trump released another statement bashing Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who he previously described as a dour, sullen, unsmiling political hack. Can we just appreciate President Trump's wonderful use of language? As much as I miss the man having a Twitter, dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hacks just do not fit. A phrase like that does simply not fit within Twitter's little 380 character count. Maybe he should go to Gab so he can keep doing these lengthy statements, because they are just absolutely gold. In this latest statement, responding to the false accusations from the Wall Street Journal that President Trump is responsible for the loss of the two Republican Senate seats in Georgia, the president lays the blame squarely on Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Mitch McConnell. President Trump sought to set the record straight on why the Republican Party lost the two Georgia seats. First, wrote President Trump, Republicans did not turn out because they were so angry and disappointed with the Georgia Republican leadership and Governor Kemp for failing to stand up to Stacey Abrams and the disastrous consent decree that virtually eliminated signature verification requirements across the state and much worse, which President Trump says led to a rigged election. And man, you know, I'm going to have flashbacks of those months and days and weeks going for the rest of my life because it was so damn frustrating. And Kemp is such a little loser. He kept going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And same with that little Raffensperger. At one point, it was reported that he agreed the election was rigged and he was going to open investigations. And then no. His little girlfriend, Jordan Fuchs, in his office, a 30-year-old nobody, middle management lady who has never had a real job in her life, she said, "No, I hate Trump," and he lost. And then Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, went along with it. Second, wrote President Trump, Senator Mitch McConnell's refusal to go above $600 per person on the stimulus check payments when the two Democrat opponents were touting $2,000 per person in ad after ad. The latter point was used against our senators, and the $2,000 will be approved anyway by the Democrats who bought the Georgia election. And McConnell let them do it. Now, that part may not be true, as it turns out. When we're already on the verge of hyperinflation and a debt crisis that we'll probably never get our way out of, I'm not so sure I'm against a free $2,000 showing up in everybody's checking account. If the big businesses are going to get it, why not us? But at the same time, Biden, you know, first he, of course, lowered it to $1,400. No longer 2,000. Now it's Trump gave you 600 and I'm giving you 14. So that equals 200. Huh? That doesn't make sense. And now it's lost in translation. I mean, I guess we have this bill going through that does everything but give you stimulus, essentially. But I don't know. Maybe they'll pull it off. But President Trump continued even more stupidly. The National Republican Senatorial Committee spent millions of dollars on ineffective TV ads starring Mitch McConnell, the most unpopular politician in the country, who only won Kentucky because President Trump endorsed him. He's referring to himself in the third person now. He would have lost badly without this endorsement. And I thought originally when President Trump made that claim, he was being hyperbolic, but he included a nice little chart where he's archived a tweet of his from June 19th, 2020. That is when President Trump endorsed Mitch McConnell, and he at the time was trailing in the polls to his Democrat opponent. And after the endorsement, you see him shoot up like a rocket. Then after the endorsement, he kind of goes back down. People start to remember what a loser he is. Trump had to do robocalls for him something like a week before the election. And then, boom, he wins by 57%. Then, of course, the statement slamming Karl Rove. On election evening, November 3rd at 10:30 p.m., Rove called to congratulate me on a great win, wrote President Trump. I said, "Thank you, Carl," only to watch the rigged election take its final form. Carl Rove's voice on Fox is always negative for those who know how to win. He certainly hasn't helped Fox in the ratings department, has he? Never had much of a feeling for Carl, and that I disagreed with so many of the things he says. He's a pompous fool with bad advice and always has an agenda. He ran the campaign for two senators in Georgia and did a rotten job with bad ads and concepts. Should have been an easy win, but he and his friend Mitch blew it with their $600 versus $2,000 proposal. Carl would be much more at home with the disastrous Lincoln Project. I heard they have numerous openings. You gotta love this guy. See, it's like a tweet, but in long form. It's so much better. But of course, he is the mascot of our party. He is the spiritual leader of our party. He is the top of the ticket in 2024 if he decides to throw his hat in the ring. Not even a contest. Nobody could go against him. Nobody would go against him because look what it did to Ted Cruz's persona. Look at what it did to his love from around the country. But he's just one man. And that's what this next, I guess we're down to like a year and a half process between now and November of 22. It's our job, and frankly, it is his job, and he seems to be taking it seriously, hopefully. It's our job to rebuild the Republican Party so stuff like this stops happening. It's another article up, nationalfile.com by Jack Hadfield. North Dakota Republicans eject anti-mask representative from the House for trumped-up harassment charges. The guy's name is Luke Simmons. He was ejected from the North Dakota House on Thursday because he said mean things after he was attacked by Democrats and left-leaning Republicans for not wearing a mask. You see, a woman comes up to him in the cafeteria and says, "You're not wearing a mask." And he says, "F off, you're not my mother." Well, then suddenly, as though Brett Kavanaugh rained down from heaven, a myriad of harassment allegations dating back to 2017 appeared out of thin air, and he had to go. And the Republicans, it's North Dakota, the Republicans signed off on it. They voted for him to be ejected. We'll be right back. I want to go deeper into this story. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for old England. We hope in a short time to see us again.
We'll rant and we'll roar.
Harrison really does have the very best bumper music in the business. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for him today. We're going to be taking your calls in the next segment, right at the bottom of the hour. If you would like to call in, the number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. And what I'd like to talk about, we can talk about anything. I don't want to limit the discussion too much. But what I would like to talk about is either the overreach of the Biden regime and the people who really control him, going to people's houses, showing up at the FBI, questioning people for their political beliefs, either that. Or let's talk more about President Trump. What did you think of his statements yesterday? What do you think of his impact on the Republican Party? And what do you think it will be going forward? One more time, that number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. So we were talking about the fate of Luke Simmons, this poor North Dakota legislator, or former legislator, perhaps I should say. He was kicked out yesterday. He told somebody, a nice woman, I'm sure, to F off when she got in his face and told him to wear a face mask. You need to wear a mask. My mask protects you. Your mask protects me. And he said, F off, you're not my mother. Which, that's, I see nothing wrong with that personally. But I'll be completely honest. That's the energy that we need from our Republican Party. That's the energy that we should all be bringing to the table during these dark, dark times. However, almost immediately after he said this horrible thing, which I disavow and condemn and will never condone, almost immediately afterwards, a so-called journalist by the name of Rob Port revealed a number of trumped-up allegations against a representative from fellow lawmakers and staffers after filing an open records request. And these all date back, going as far back to 2018. And half of them, or at least a couple of them, we now know they made up. Totally made it up, because they didn't like this guy. Because this guy got in, basically in 2018, or 2016, I suppose, on the Trump wave. President Trump ran for president in 2016, of course. So many good candidates across the country, local offices, got in because the voters were excited to vote for President Trump. And anybody who sounded a lot like him got through the primary and definitely got through the general in a state like North Dakota. So as soon as this guy gets into office, these ladies, and most of them are Republicans, like the Liz Cheney type of Republican. Most of them, or a lot of them, start piling on. Oh, he said this. Oh, he said that. In fact, one claimed, I don't even know if you can say this on the air, one claimed that he asked a woman what color panties she had on and if she was wearing thongs. And I don't mean flip-flops on your feet. They later admitted this was completely false, made up, cooked up out of thin air, never even happened. And yet, They didn't allow him an investigation. They didn't allow evidence to be brought in. They had a show trial, a witch trial, in which he had to hire a lawyer to speak on his behalf, did a very good job by all accounts. And still, regardless, two-thirds of the House, again, dominated by Republicans, it's something like 80 Republicans and 15 Democrats. A couple independents, I guess. Maybe. They voted to eject this guy from the government. Not because there's proof, not because there's video evidence, not because somebody has a picture of him sexually harassing a woman. No, because women said things, and they must be believed. Remember, like with Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford, she got up there and she, like, cried. And she, like, flicked her hair around a whole bunch. And so, therefore, he shouldn't be on the Supreme Court, right? Well, maybe he shouldn't be on the Supreme Court, but for totally different reasons. And so that is the Republican leadership in the state of North Dakota. And if you're in North Dakota, you should be furious about that. You should be seeing red, that these are your weak, limp-wristed, pathetic elected representatives. And if you're not in North Dakota, you should also be enraged, because this is happening all across the country. These are the people who have skated under the radar and have these positions of power that we give them simply because the Republican Party leadership doesn't want to raise any eyebrows in the primary, and everything just sails along into the general, and then you've either got this loser you can vote for, or you can vote for a clone of AOC in a different outfit. But it's not all like this. Again, this poor guy had been ejected now, but he got in office on a pro-Trump fervor. And there's many other like him. Idaho State Representative, this is on National File, Face Freedom. Idaho Rep introduces bill to ban mask mandates. See, there are good ones. Idaho State Representative Kerry Hanks has introduced legislation to prohibit local governments from enacting mask mandates in the state, calling masks repressive to the soul and not medically sound, while citing the U.S. Constitution in her opposition to the mandates. Well, Governor Brad Little is one of a handful of state executives who have not signed some form of statewide mask mandate. Several localities in the state have, with a total of 9 counties and 10 cities enacting local regulations and restrictions, because, of course, that's how they do this. Like Abbott, you know, he's finally unmuzzling the good people of Texas, and DeSantis unmuzzled the good people of Florida, and Noam never muzzled the good people of South Dakota. And now this governor, of course, never muzzled the good people of Idaho. But you still get these Democrat city councils, these Democrat counties, the county commissioner. Who the hell would have thought that the county commissioner would be so important in our lives? But really it is. And it's a good reason why we all need to go at the local level. I mean, it's so easy to win these offices. Why do you think these buffoons end up winning them? Because they're morons, they're idiots, and yet they manage to sail in just because they run a campaign, and not even a good one. And that's what happens in Kansas, by the way. We made it illegal for our governor, Laura Kelly, who crushes on Gretchen Whitmer. She desperately wants to be Whitmer, but she's nowhere near as pretty. And so we made it illegal for her to pass a mask mandate. So what happened instead? All the big cities passed their own mask mandate. Big counties passed their own mask mandate. And fortunately, good salt of the earth people in my city, for the most part, they just don't care. Half the employees don't wear them. Half the customers don't wear them. Unless you go to the supermarket, in which case everybody lives in fear. We live in a republic, and we, the people, should have a voice and a choice about our own health. Representative Hanks, this is a good move. He said it is time for governments to consider the physical and emotional, even mental injuries to our bodies and possibly even our souls. So there are good ones out there. And just think, if this woman had backup, if she had air support, if she had 15 men in the trenches beside her, well, there would be no mask mandates in Idaho. They would have shot it down. And we need to do this in every single state. Don't go away. We'll have your calls on the other side.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food, and that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot, and 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors, and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and at Fuzzy InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. It just tickles me every time. Eventually, I'll stop remarking about hearing my own name. Thanks, guys, at the crew. So we're going to go to your calls very, very shortly. I want to set the stage by showing what happens to the globalist oligarch Antonio Fauci, the 4'2" demon liar, when you confront his worldview. You see that he was visibly shaken, upset, emotional after Texas, Mississippi, and now other states ended their mask mandates. Let's go to video two.
It just is inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. I understand the need to want to get back to normality, but you're only going to set yourself back if you just completely push aside the the public health guidelines, particularly when we're dealing with anywhere from 55 to 70,000 infections per day in the United States. That's a very, very high baseline.
He's stammering, he's sweating, he's looking around, darting like a cat. He's not very happy, and he can't understand why now. Now, why now? Why after a year would you want to take off the muzzle? Isn't that pathetic? Isn't that sad? This guy has lost total control over the narrative. He knows it. He can't even back Biden up half the time because he doesn't know what Biden is saying. Fauci has lost his power. No longer will he be a sex symbol for cat ladies in their 30s. I could make a terrible joke, but I won't. All right, let's go straight to your calls. Let's just go with the folks who've been holding the longest. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark, who wants to talk about Trump's plan to return to the presidency. Johnny, welcome to the American Journal.
Hi again, Tom, and let me return your compliments. Last time when you said that I was one of your favorite callers, you're one of my favorite hosts ever on InfoWars.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate it.
But still, I'm just going to remind you of one thing. You were promised back then that you were going to accept my invitation to friendship on Facebook, and you still haven't. In the words of Corleone at the beginning of The Godfather, tell me, what have I ever done to have you treat me with such disrespect?
Well, and I'll be honest, at this point, it's just Facebook is so, I barely spend any time on there. You know, they have closed out, they have squeezed out conservatives so damn much that it's an opportunity cost, and I spend most of my time very fortunately on Gab now. I think that website is the future. But if you will email a link, because my Facebook friendship is lowering in value every single day, I will certainly get it done. So all right, Johnny, let's talk Trump.
Okay. Yes. My evidence, I think I agree with Mike Lindell, especially based on Trump's continuing actions, that the evidence is that he plans to be restored as U.S. president, official U.S. president, well before 2024. And what he's doing now, I'll tell you the truth, I had to do some deep digging after January 20th, because it looked like the stage was set for him to bring the military in and enforce him as president, since he had obviously won the election and the fraud was so blatant it was almost unreal. I have four sources of evidence. Hope I can get to them all. Words, actions, inaction, and 11 important lifetime records. The inaction I'm referring to is he still has not yet refiled his Supreme Court case with Texas and about 20 other states immediately after, or any time after, the Electoral College pseudo certification by Pence on January 7th. And that's part of the reason why I thought he had the military behind him. He figured, you know, I'm not going to bother with this. Why wouldn't he bother with it? The case was dismissed on procedural grounds for lack of standing, not for lack of merit. In particular, the Supreme Court said that there was no judicially cognizable interest of Texas in how other states conduct their elections. However, Trump obviously had incontrovertible standing at that point. Why didn't he exercise it? His not being a legal expert is not a reason, because that is something that someone with even average intelligence will understand, let alone his way above average intelligence.
Well, what's the next point? I hate to disagree. I generally agree with you so much when you call in. What's your next point? And maybe you can win me over.
Maybe by the time I get to the end, you will agree, or at least will consider it, because I have a lot more. He never at least explicitly conceded, and quite to the contrary, in CPAC, he made statements to the contrary, but the 2020 POTUS the election was won by Biden, Pentagon refused to even Biden when he was the so-called POTUS elect. I would call him POTUS pseudo elect. But anyway, intelligence briefings and the nuclear football, and you would have thought that if Biden were really in charge completely of the military, yes, to some degree apparently, or Biden parenthesis in quotation marks. But I did some original research on this. All eight of Trump's Joint Chiefs of Staff, whom he appointed within a 13-month period between July 11, 2019 and August 6, 2020, remain to this day. I mean, they've been disrespecting him left and right, denying him intelligence reports, sending him to Air Force One with a dirty.
All right, Johnny, I don't want to be rude, but what's the next point?
Okay, next point is continual suggestive slurs. We had, you know, treason, subversion, bribery, which are three that make people eligible for constitutional execution under the Constitution. China virus, invisible enemy, and also at CPAC, had we had a fair election, the results would have been much different. And I quote, the Democrats used the China virus as an excuse to change all the election rules without the approval of the state legislatures, making it therefore illegal. And another quote, this election was rigged and the Supreme Court and the other courts didn't want to do anything about it. And that prompted chants, right, of course, of you won from the crowd, as I'm sure you remember, which is exactly what he wanted. I think what he's trying to do is energize people so that the military, run under again his eight, Joint Chiefs of Staff, right, will support him, exposing the judiciary as being incorrigibly corrupt. Also, throughout.
Is this your final point? Because I have to say, I wish it were true. I wish I thought that it could happen. I just think we learned after January 6th that the Republicans have no appetite for something like this. They are afraid. They're cowardly. You know, we had it all set up. My God, I was working 20 hours a day and sitting at my desk for all those days after the election between the 3rd of November and the 6th of January. And even afterwards, I was still working insane hours. I mean, I did not take as much as a waking minute off, and I paid for it. Believe me, I'm still paying for it. But we were so close to getting so many different avenues of victory back then. We had state legislatures that just needed the damn governor to open up the legislature, and we could have flipped three states in the span of about 10 minutes. We had, of course, the move to get Pence to use his constitutional ability to throw out delegations, or I should say electoral votes, that were simply fake or simply fraudulent or whatever reason. And I don't want to blame even the so-called insurrection. I don't even want to do that. I just think that there was no will for it. And, of course, the military, I wish the military, General Milley, there was a report from Politico, and it slipped through. It was not the headline, but there was a report from Politico where General Milley and Barr, that useless sack of you-know-what, they were together. And Trump comes to them and he says, I want to send in the National Guard. I want to restore order in the George Floyd riot cities. And Barr said, well, Mr. President, you can't do that. That would be illegal. And Milley said, well, Mr. President, I will not issue the order. I will not tell the troops to do it. And so, you know, I know there's good people in the military. I know there's good elements within the military. It's different factions that compete. I just don't think that enough of them were willing to do the right thing. I think that's what it comes down to. I hope you're right. And I do think Trump is planning to return to the White House. It just may not be till 2025. I do think that he's coming back, though. He's not done. He's the guy who wrote The Art of the Comeback. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. More of your calls on the other side. Thank you so much, Johnny. I'm sorry we disagree. First time ever.
March is here. And we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The globalists want you dependent. They want you alone. They want you bankrupt. They want you starving in the dark. That is what their entire spirit is driving for, because they want total submission. When you get high-quality storable food that lasts more than a decade, you are buying food insurance that you and your family and your neighbors and friends can eat. We have the best sponsor when it comes to storable food out there. And now they're running a limited special, because the ice storms a few weeks ago, of free shipping and 10% off. But it must end this Saturday. There's only a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off with free shipping. And with food, a big part of the cost is the shipping. So unprecedented sale. It's going to end this Saturday in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the main page. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the sub page where you can order and get this food delivered to you. It's ready to ship to you right now, and your purchase funds the InfoWar. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison. I'm going to try to go quicker this time. I feel bad for everybody. We've already kept waiting for over 20 minutes. Let's go to Alex in Pennsylvania, who's been holding the longest and wants to talk about Biden and his regime's overreach. Alex, welcome to the American Journal, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me and taking my call, Tom. You've been doing an awesome job, host, and I always love seeing you on InfoWars.
Thank
you,
brother.
I appreciate it. Happy Friday as well. TGIF.
That is absolutely right. So what are your thoughts on the Biden regime, my friend?
My thoughts on Biden regime, I would definitely agree with you with the last caller, Johnny. I think people are going to stop focusing on the much higher levels, like of corrupt government, and just start focusing more on the local ordinances, municipalities, their own states. More importantly, the Constitution. People got to realize everything changes from even municipality to municipality. You might think you know the laws, but half the time people don't even know the laws in their own town. I think we should focus more on just locality, like you said, especially with the mask mandates and everything. I haven't been following them, and I know I've convinced a lot of other people to just stay on their ground. And I'm a landscaper, and I got a small farm as well. Another kind of small solution I think people need to kind of focus on, you know, whether it be tradesmen or farmers, we have the personal decision and the right to refusal to people we don't want to give services to. If we don't want to sell food, if we don't want to do jobs for, you know, libtards, I'll just say, we have that choice, and people have to start using that choice. I got a bunch of customers in the past, And I'll tell you what, with landscaping, I'm not going to help them out anymore. They're going to have to help themselves.
Good for you. And that's miserable. My stepdad's a very, very good landscaper, does some of the most high-end properties in the city. And that's his point of view, too. That is what we all need to do going forward. Good for you. God bless you. And that is, by the way, this is coming to fruition. There's a gun store in Missouri famously said, we will not sell guns. If you voted for Joe Biden, they now ask people when they walk in, I don't know, who'd you vote for? There's also an ammo manufacturer. I think it's one of the northern states, might be South Dakota, might be Wyoming, somewhere in that general area, who has said, might be Montana actually, who said the same thing. If you want to buy ammunition, we're going to make you fill out a form and you're going to have to swear that you are not a Democrat and you did not vote for Joe Biden for president before we will do business with you. And frankly, they do this to us. I mean, we've all been canceled from everything. We've been debanked. We've been deplatformed. We've been you name it. They've done it and they're going to do more. They're going to depower grid us. They're going to dewater us where we can't even function in a society and we've got to go live in the cave. So the least we can do is tell these people, no, you don't get my landscaping services anymore. You don't get to have a beautiful manicured lawn. And that's hard work. It is a very highbrow profession to know what to plant, when to plant it, where to plant it, how long it's going to last, how tall is it going to grow. And that is why the majority of people, they do the Lowe's method of landscaping where, hey, this is on sale. Let's put it in the ground and see if it grows. And it winds up looking absolutely awful. And then localities, all elections, despite what the Democrats are saying now in Congress, all election laws, Trump points out, is your local state legislature. The government, the federal government, can only do so much to say that you must have an election if you are a U.S. state. But it is the legislature that determines how that election is held, if there are going to be mail-in votes, if the Secretary of State is going to be in charge, which is a giant disaster. These seats, I mean, in some, you know, if you're in New York, you're talking 20, 25,000 votes in the primary. That's a lot. If you're in Western Kansas, you might be talking 300 votes in the primary, 700 votes in the general election, and that could be the difference between having free and fair elections in this country or living under the Biden regime of terror. Thank you so much, Alex. I love the call. I love your energy. I love your ethos, and I hope a million more people pick it up. Thanks again, Alex. Let's go to Stephen in Florida, who wants to talk about political overreach. Welcome, Stephen.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Tom. Here's what I wanted to talk about. And this is our biggest obstacle that we're up against, and that is people's refusal to deal with the truth, the denial of the reality of the situation. Now, for instance, yesterday was the 4th of March, and all the Q people were saying, oh, Trump, you know, he's been inaugurated, and this is going to come out, and the military's going to take over, and you know, I heard people back in February saying, yeah, all these arrests were going to take place, blah, 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 blah. Well, the 4th's come and gone, folks. This is just like, you know, in past history, Jehovah's Witnesses saying that, you know, the Lord was going to return and all this. The date came and went, and then they changed it. Now they're saying April 1st for this thing politically. Now, relating to that, I was talking to a guy the other day, and this guy's a professing Christian, and I'm going somewhere with this because what happens in the natural is preceded by what happens in the spiritual. This is a principle in the Word of God. Well, I was telling this guy about the Equality Act, and I was telling him the agenda with this is this whole LGBTQ perversion of God's design and how the sodomites want to completely take over now, and it's going to be illegal in America to be a Christian, which I've been warning about for years now. I'm not some person that has special insight. I just go by biblical reality and look at what's going on and go by the facts. Well, this guy's response was, oh, God will never let that happen. God would never let the devil take over in America. I said, sir, you're living in blissful ignorance. Can you not see what's happening? Can you not see who's now in control in our government? Can you not see the agenda that's being pushed through every aspect, whether it's Hollywood and the media or the churches to a great extent or the government? And his thing was, well, you're judging, and you're never going to win people being like that. And I said to him, yes, I am judging. I'm doing what Jesus said, judging righteous judgment. I'm going by the facts. I'm calling people out on their wickedness, and I'm telling them they need to repent and turn to Jesus, or they're going to die in their sin and go to hell. But I'm not going to go along with this agenda just because people don't like it and it's not popular. I'm going to stand for the truth. And so with that, I want to conclude what I'm saying with a poem I wrote, a short poem, and this is on the heels of what happened with Dr. Seuss. Look at that, Cat in the Hat. I won't accept where he is at. He won't confuse the girls and boys, make them play with sexy toys. So bad, so mean, now change your scene. Forget the ham and eggs so green. Story time? You'd best be queer. The devil's equality is here. Boy is girl, that's your world. We rule, our rainbow flag unfurled.
I don't love it, I hate it, but it's exactly what's happening. Now, you hit the nail on the head on so many different fronts. I mean, and I understand we've had 4 years that were, you know, Trump was at battle every single day of his life, but because he was fighting in the arena for us, we've had four really, really good years. And people, they think that that can't end. They think Trump is all powerful. They've had this, they've had people telling him that he's a god. They've had people telling him that he can do no wrong. And I love the man. He has done more for this movement, more for this country than anybody in any living memory, as far as I can imagine. Maybe if you go back to World War II when people were fighting for the survival of freedom, or that's what they thought they were fighting for, but the man is not perfect. There is, I mean, I wish, I mean, I was working with, in the final days there, we were writing articles, we were writing memos, we were getting them to the White House, we were doing everything we could, that we were being taken seriously by the people who matter, and it was just, there was no will. So I agree with you. There is no March 4th. There is no April 1st revolution. There, and then they'll change it because that's what they do. They'll change it to be, oh, no, it's going to be May 15th. It's going to be June 20th. It's going to be it'll be January 1st, 2023. I mean, it will never end. And these, I hope that as the distance and as the cope becomes more and more obvious, that there will be no way to continue it. But and there's absolutely a war on Christianity in this country. I mean, if you think otherwise, you are kidding yourselves. We now have a polyamorous group of three men who are adopting a baby, and that's okay. But meanwhile, churches in this country have closed and repeatedly closed, and they've muzzled their congregations. You see them singing. They're singing. The whole choir is wearing masks. You can't hear them. It's like, can you hear what I'm singing? I mean, it's utterly pathetic. And Alex, I used to stand up for the churches in this country, but Alex Jones is right. They are weak. They are afraid. They have bad leadership for the overwhelming majority. And if you look in other countries, in Canada, pastors are getting arrested. They're spending weeks, months in jail because they had the audacity to preach on a Sunday morning. If you look at what's happening in China, they're burning the Bible in mass. The one thing Xi Jinping fears that came out in the news just recently is that Christianity will continue to grow in China. And before you know it, he will have a Christian uprising of 300 million Chinese Christians who are there to put the end on his communist regime. So that's what they fear. And that's why it's so under attack in this country. And that is why it's so important that we get closer to God and we get right with God, because he's not going to come down like Zeus and start throwing firebolts. That's our job politically. We'll be right back.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We are now into the second hour of the broadcast, and my, does time fly when you're having fun. You know what else is fun? Knowing that when the globalist paradigm comes down on you and shuts off your power and shuts off your electricity and closes your bank account and takes you off social media, removes your access to the internet, everything, it's all coming if they get their way, you have a means to survive. You have a means to provide for your family, and the easy way to do that right now, I believe there are 3 more days, is to go to InfoWarsStore.com. It is time to fortify your supply and stock and save. Because nobody knows what's happening next. Nobody knows where this is going to lead. Weeks without water, weeks without power. Biden comes and makes a photo op of it, and then he goes back home because he finds out Texas is full of Trump supporters and they don't like him. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Supermail Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches. Wouldn't we all like to have 10 minutes of privacy from Mark Zuckerberg? $10 off plus free shipping. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, the most delicious thing you'll ever taste, dare I say, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, 25% off. Good source of vitamin D for people like me who spend their entire lives staring into cameras or staring into computer screens. All Storable Foods, the big ticket item, 10% off. And Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. Great, great savings on all of these items that you need and can help you empower yourself to be sane, to be healthy, to make it through this dark winter that Joe Biden has promised us. That's the one campaign promise that Joe Biden might not break. It will be a very, very dark winter. So let's go to Carlo in New York, who wants to make a comment on President Trump's statement. Carlo, welcome to the America Journal.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Doing job, great, Carlo. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I have a couple of points. One, just really quick, I don't know if you heard about the Excelsior program being rolled out in New York City. It started on February 27th. Right. It's basically your pass, vaccine pass.
Your vaccine pass, that's right.
That's already here. The second thing is this black magic basically goes back to the Queen of England and Sir John Dee and Edward Kelly and their scrying and basically calling on demons to create the East India Trading Company. If people don't believe it, they can look at it themselves. The third thing was basically with Trump and his contradictory nature, like, I'm just getting a little nervous because this seems to be political theater to me, because he had all the opportunities to act. He did not. He has the executive orders. He could have taken down big tech. He could have, he seems to have joined with Big Pharma because of Operation Warp Speed, obviously. So the previous caller being excited about Trump, I just don't see why anyone's excited about this guy, because while he was in office, he basically failed to act. And so, you know, he's bragging about the shot and everything. So I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with you there.
Alex like yelled at me kind of, and you know, because I said I have faith in him, which we need to have faith in people. I have faith that God works through all of us. like the book of Job says, you know, we're all being tested right now. The devil works through these people to test us. Because if this is spiritual warfare, which it is, and even Biden's campaign of war for the soul of America. So
I want to respond before we run out of time here. Sorry to cut you off, but I think you're right to be a little skeptical. I mean, faith with skepticism, I think, is a healthy thing to do with humans, not with God. But President Trump, I mean, and we'll get Noel Fritch on. He's going to be on at the bottom of the half of the hour, and he can explain this. Trump faced complete opposition from everybody around him. All those horrible endorsements he made, those were because Mitch McConnell said, if you don't make these endorsements, I'll get 17 Republicans to join the Democrats, and you'll be impeached, President Trump. And a lot of his decisions, the inaction on big tech, influenced similarly. When it came to the election, he wanted to do things, but he didn't have the power that the executive usually has. Operation Warp Speed, though, that's a whole different story. I think that they psychologically profiled him. They knew he was terrified of germs and hated China, and it was a perfect storm. It's not an excuse. I don't excuse it, but it's an explanation. More of your calls on the other side. You're watching the American Journal.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I really think that last caller in the first 5 minutes was a fantastic caller. Thank you to Carlo. I mean, you bring up very good points. President Trump had some failures in the White House. Some of them can be explained away by the fight that he was given. Like, for example, the inaction on big tech. I have very little doubt in my mind that he was told there would be serious consequences for acting against big tech, and it might be impeachment. I know for a fact that that was the message that he was given about acting on other things, on his endorsements. So there's a reason why he endorsed everybody who Mitch wanted him to, and it's not because Trump is stupid. He's a very smart man, but he also knew that a pointless impeachment fight that he might actually lose if Mitch ordered his Republicans to vote to convict, that would serve nobody as well. So the big thing that we need to look at going forward, and he does express skepticism on the mass, even while trying to take credit for the vaccines. Very, very frustrating when he pumps up those vaccines and makes it sound like that's some wonderful achievement. Disagree completely. But again, these people are evil. They psychologically profile their enemies. They know that Trump is a germaphobe. That's why it was so insulting when they made up the lie about Russian yellow showers, because he's a germaphobe. He would never let anybody – he probably washes his hands for 5 minutes if he gets a drop on himself at the urinal. I'll just say that. And so you tell him that there's a scary germ from China, which, of course, President Trump has hated since the 1970s. And it's just a perfect storm. They manipulated him. They psychologically profiled him. That's not an excuse. It's an explanation. Let's go to our next caller, Raj in New York, who wants to point out that right now people can't pay their utility bills, which is true. People are getting $10,000 electric bills instead of $150 what they would normally pay. Welcome to the show, Raj.
Well, it's not just that, but good morning, Emperor.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just literally wondering, because Trump, there's a lot of people that are probably like me. We had our own businesses. We did our own startups. And a lot of us did social things. Like, one of my companies is a photo business, and I had a contract with the schools. We used to do the boat tours and all that. which obviously you can't do that because none of this exists anymore. And also with the military at our local military installation, we used to do when the galas, when they'd come home, we'd welcome them back and they'd come in and they had the photography and we had the photo booths. But the whole point is people like me are out of business. And we banked everything on this man. Everything. And I even bought a home, which I'm out of financial assets completely. What happens when they do take the mask mandate? And this measly, I have a zero net income, but this measly money that they might be handing us, they couldn't even go to dinner on a bill like that.
Right.
Me, I would absolutely, I don't know what I would do. I mean, but somebody's got to have an answer. What do? We back Trump on this, and then when he closed off the mask thing and did that, he literally killed people. I don't know what to do, man. And somebody's got to stand up for us. Somebody's got to know what the answer is. What do we do? What's our next step, sir?
I wish I could be the person to give you a perfect answer. I have a lot of empathy for what you're dealing with. I've seen it happen to people I know. I've seen it happen to family. I've seen it happen to friends. I mean, I mentioned earlier, stepdad is a big guy in landscaping in town. And suddenly when the pandemic happened, all these rich folk decided that they would keep themselves busy by doing their own landscaping. And fortunately, it will all die in another year and he'll have a job.
They're still getting an income, but me, even with my companies, they're still not allowing me to claim unemployment because it's my own company. And I'm a veteran on top of that. And here I am. I've been struggling, and I got myself my own home, you know, and I have zero income, like this year, taxes, zero claim. What can any of us in the same boat do? Because you know exactly when they turn on the lights and gas bill, because right now they got it shut off. So the second people like me, the people that don't have an income and don't have a job.
Then you'll be in the dark and they'll be coming for the house.
And now we're stuck with $1,000 bills.
Right. I mean, it's horrifying. Again, I wish I had a perfect answer. I would say long term, the answer is to go to not just states, but regions within states where people have fought back. I mean, for example, I would not tell you to go to Austin, Texas. I would not tell you to go to Wichita, Kansas. And this doesn't help you in the immediate, and I understand that, and I wish I had something that did. But I would suggest folks go to the rural areas of conservative states where there have been no mask mandates, where there have been no shutdowns, none of this, where people are still working. They never stopped working. Life has remained constant. And it's a horrible thing to say. I mean, it's because there is no short-term solution. And it's horrifying. And again, I can't imagine staring down the barrel of what you're staring down now. Hopefully, maybe you've got some assets with the house. I'm no financial advisor, but maybe you can get some equity out of that and then restart somewhere else. But I think that is the solution. We need to physically separate from the people who are destroying us. Because Trump, again, he could have done a lot better. I'm not happy that as soon as he wore the mask and brought Fauci out and Scarf Lady, who has now quit after it was revealed she doesn't even have a medical license. I mean, it's bad. And I wish there were an easy way out of it. I would suggest what my ancestors were told 150 years ago. Go west, young man, and hope for the best. Hope you can find a way to survive. I have a lot of sympathy for you. I would also suggest, as an action item, work with people in your area. There are people who feel and are in similar situations to you, and they want a way out of this. And if you work together, you can exert a lot of influence. There's a guy went viral last year by the name of Carlos Zapata. He's in Northern California, Shasta County, California. Maybe we should get him on the show sometime. And he is the guy who went viral for confronting his county commission last year for the mask mandates and for the lockdowns. And he said, look, I don't know how much longer. I don't know what you guys think you're doing, but my business can't survive. My family can't survive. We want to be safe. We want to be healthy. This is back when we all thought this thing was real. There he is on screen. But something's got to change, or else we're going to make a change. And everybody said, oh, he's going to kill somebody. He's an insurrectionist. No. I follow this guy still. I'm in touch with him occasionally. What he's done is he's created a coalition of probably 150 people in his rural California county. They have convinced businesses to open. They have convinced people to come back to work. There are no masks. There is no social distancing. There is no insanity whatsoever. The only thing they haven't got figured out yet is the schools. They've got to get their schools back open and without masks, and they're pushing back on that now. And so as a result, in this California communist society where everybody is equally poor and destitute and living under a bridge, Shasta County is a shining beacon of hope. And it's because this guy coordinated, got people together, formed essentially a society, a lodge of people who are not going to cooperate, who are not going to comply. And as a result, he's been able to keep his business open. Hundreds of thousands of people have been able to keep their businesses open, provide for their family, and just not play along with Joe Biden's hellscape and with the Democrats' hellscape. They aren't playing along. And I think that at the local level is absolutely the solution. Network, coordinate, and defy. Don't be violent. Don't break any laws that have basis in reality, but defy the government. Open the business. And I know that's difficult for a photography business, but this is the platform, the outline that is working in equally blue, equally miserable states. And I'm guessing if you're a photographer, you're probably not in New York City. You're probably you're probably outside the city limits where it gets really red in New York. So meet some people, coordinate, network, and exert your power over the local government. Don't go away. More of your calls on the other side. This is the American Journal.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date,
Super Male Vitality,
specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Patrick, filling in for Harrison for one more day. He will be back on Monday, a new father. Congratulations again, Harrison. We are taking your calls. Just a quick programming note. In the next segment, the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by Noel French. We're going to do an interview with him on what to do when the FBI jackboots come to your door, because he had it happen and they haven't been back after what he did. Nothing violent, nothing extreme, something completely mundane. We will continue taking any calls that remain or anybody else who calls in the third hour with myself and Patrick Howley. Let's go now to Casey in Alaska, who wants to get Trump on gab. I agree, Casey. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, brother. Good show, and I didn't plan to plug, but I'd say that I survive on silver bullet and X2. I'm going through chemotherapy and radiation, and they're amazed at my results. No.
Wow. Anyway, congratulations. I'm glad your health is doing well. Sorry to interrupt. No, and the silver bullet, I think, is deeply undervalued. That stuff works in my experience.
I've been using both of these every day for probably 6 years, and my health has been off the charts good up until this cancer.
Congratulations. I'm very happy to hear that. Until the cancer. Well, hopefully you beat that, make it out the other side, and you're here for a long time. I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
I'm kicking its butt, man. And they're amazed up there at Cancer Center. They really are. So,
good.
Anyway, on Gab, Gab's missing a few features. A couple years ago, Matt Bracken was promoting a site called FreezeOxyFriends.com. And I was one of the big early supporters of that. And we tried really hard to get it off the ground, but it didn't work. And they failed for lack of support. But if Gab was to open their site up a bit and really, like chat. There used to be a chat where you could actually talk to people. There's nothing like that. It's just a merry-go-round of the same memes, it seems like now. And you are only one of the only actual content creators, you, Matt Brack, and a few others. Otherwise, it's just all memes going round and round. But if he expanded that site and actually enabled some of the sites like what FreezeOxy used to have, and you could ask Matt Bracken about that, it was a great site, and its functions were really good. But if we could get Trump on there and give him a great platform, maybe even give him a Saturday show on InfoWars, my God, we need one.
But, no, Trump, if he wanted to, could replace every single guy in the talk radio business immediately. Thank God he doesn't. We'd all be out of a job.
Yeah,
well, so I agree, and I can offer a little bit of insight on the inner workings of Gab just from the journalism we've done. I mean, the biggest thing is they are doing what Alex did, what InfoWars does, and instead of I mean, nothing against Parler. I don't, you know, it's nothing against Bongino, nothing against Mercer, nothing against any of those guys. But what they did is. I appreciate that. They brought a lot of, you know, they had Amazon servers. They had software that they bought from this guy. They had this that they bought from that guy. And what happened is when the cancel mob came at them, all those vendors that they were working with disappeared. And so Gab, I mean, I have a lot of respect that they built something from nothing and they control every single element of it. And hopefully, I mean, and if you've been on there, sounds like you have, you know, when all the canceling of Twitter started and Facebook really, and well, when it ramped up, we should say, in January of this year and December of last year, Gab exploded and it was unusable for weeks at a time. I mean, it was just unbearable. And then he upgraded servers, and then he upgraded infrastructure, and then he fixed the database, and then he did this. And it's literally Torba and like three guys doing all this. And so I have a lot of faith in the platform. I think that with enough time, he'll bring back the chat feature. He'll bring back all these other features. The video is still, it seems a little bit early, but it works like a charm when you've got a great internet connection and when the servers aren't overloaded. So I think that it's got a lot of a potential. And I will just say, I mean, I'm hearing things, I guess some of it is public, so I can say it on the show. Jason Miller, it was reported at, I think, Epic and Breitbart. Trump is widely expected, we'll just say, to start his own social media. And I'm cautiously optimistic. We'll be on it, of course. Everybody with a brain will be on it. But I do have some fears about content moderation. I do have some fears about potential owners other than Trump. And if you just search Gab on National File, you might be able to figure out what these concerns are. But I would say probably look at the summer of this year, a third big competitor, and hopefully it will be Gab and Trumper or whatever he winds up calling it, because I think that I think it's I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be a certainty that Trump will have something probably by the end of the year, hopefully in the summer is what I'm hearing. And so I respect that, though, and I know Matt Bracken used to have that. He used to have his own social media, and that was so revolutionary. Here's the other thing. I mean, I'm pretty good friends with, he's been on the show several times with the founder of Spreely, Mark Sidney. And I'm guilty of this too. Before this ban wave, before it really ramped up after November 3rd and then reached a fever pitch where it now remains after January 6th, it was just, I had no interest. I wanted the government to fix big tech. I was foolish. I was wrong. I should have been on these alt tech sites, and so should all of us. But we all thought we can get Trump to do something. We can get something through Congress. Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, somebody is going to do something to rein in these big tech giants. And we were just wrong. We were very, very wrong. We bet on the wrong horse. And now we've all got to go on Gab and go on Parler and go on all these other sites and build it up. And so it's right now, and I feel bad for Matt, because I bet if he had started that thing in November of last year, his site would be massive right now. I don't know if he can get some funding together and restart it, because there is a thirst and a hunger right now for people to be able to tell, to give their opinion, to have the wrong political opinion in the eyes of the left. And the number one thing, I mean, Gab got a reputation in the early years for being like a Nazi website, and it's only got these alt-right crazy people on there. And now if you look at it, well, the best disinfectant to bad ideas is sunlight. And the website has totally changed. Now it reminds me of a Facebook feed where the baby boomer generation and the Gen X generation sound off, and it's great. I love it now. It's 100 times better than Facebook, better than Twitter, and the same is happening on Spreely, and I'm sure the same is happening on Parler. They are exploding right now because people are realizing that it's not an option to be on these sites, it's an inevitability because Facebook is not getting better. Everything they do makes it worse. The same with Twitter. Now Twitter is going to start banning people who post quote-unquote fake news, which was anything that the fact checkers and the globalist establishment don't like. So I am a big believer in alt tech. I don't even like the word alt tech. I call it new tech. It's new tech versus big tech. It's a bunch of startups run by Christians, run by family men, run by Republicans. And that is going to be our future. We cannot hope that maybe in the next administration we can rein in Facebook and Twitter. Those websites just need to die. And I mean that, of course, figuratively speaking. But without the without us, his websites are going to be incredibly boring. It's like what President Trump said about Twitter. He has no desire to go back. It's a very, very boring website now. And there, of course, is the reptile himself, Mark Zuckerberg, with the reptile himself, Bill Gates. They look like they could be father and son, don't they? I don't know who the top is. All right, we'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal. Noel Fritch on the other side.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. And that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021. And then contractually, they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors. And they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this. So it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and it funds the InfoWar. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. Get some supplements because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers.
are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We are now joined by America First campaign consultant Noel Fritch, whose wife was visited by Biden's jackboot thugs in the FBI. His crime, his offense against His Majesty Joe Biden, he was in Washington, D.C., working as his job. I mean, Congress critters live in D.C. That's where he works most of the time. He was in D.C. on January 6th, had nothing to do with the so-called joyriding session called an insurrection, but he and his wife, I guess, was hassled by the FBI anyway. Noel, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom.
So tell us, I guess, give us a little bit of background first, because, I mean, it's a horrifying thing when you, I imagine, when you get a call from your wife saying, hey, the FBI was just here.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, I'm at work. I get a call. Wife says, she's really, you know, weirded out. She's on Signal and stuff, and we don't talk on Signal. She's saying, let's have a call on Signal. I'm like, okay. And so, you know, she runs me through the brief visit. She kept the two Fed goons on the porch, had a very brief conversation. She, of course, acquitted herself extremely well and basically rebuffed them. They were insinuating all kinds of horrible things, you know. What kind of man is your husband? Is he the kind of man who would go into the building and break stuff? Well, I didn't go to the rally at the Ellipse, and I didn't go to the Capitol building for the little joyriding session that a couple of grandmas took and where one Trump supporter was shot by a Capitol police officer. I didn't go to any of that. So answer is, of course, no. Her answer was something along the lines of, he's the kind of man who goes to work and does his job, which is accurate. Look, this is obviously harassment. I'm not the only person who they are doing this to. There are many other people who did not go anywhere near the Capitol that the feds have visited, some of whom I know, some of whom I've just seen their stories online. And then just this week, you know, more than, you know, a month after all of this nonsense, we have seen Hawley, Senator Hawley, asking questions of, I don't know how he's still there, but Director Ray, W-R-A-Y, Ray, about what's going on with all the data collection, what's going on with the feds using data from the big tech oligarch-run Silicon Valley government-affiliated elements, intelligence elements known as AT&T and Verizon and Bank of America and the rest. And Ray basically admitted to Senator Hawley the other day, yeah, we're probably doing that. And obviously that did not satisfy Mr. Hawley. This is just rank bullying. They want to silence. They want to shut down. They want us to go home. They want us to quit. Okay? And look, a visit from the feds, you know, some people might get all up in arms and say, oh, no, maybe you need to stop and that kind of stuff. Sorry, not quitting. Didn't do anything wrong, not going to do anything wrong. Dear feds, we'll have the conversation here and on Twitter. You can send me any questions you want through the internet. I'll read them, and I'll tell you everything, the truth, the whole truth, honestly, publicly. If you have a problem with a public conversation, well, maybe you're the one with the problem.
Well, and that's the brilliant part because, of course, this was about a month ago, a little over a month ago that these goons came to your house, hassled your pregnant wife, your children were there, she's a homeschool mom, she's a great conservative, and again, you're out working, you're bringing home the bacon so she can do that, and since then, though, you've heard nothing, and so what would you attribute that to? Why have they not been busting down your door with a battering ram?
Well, they told my wife, they threatened her. Well, we're going to have to keep on coming back until we speak with her. Clearly an intimidation tactic. We're not going to be intimidated. You guys are goons. You're thugs. I don't know how you sleep at night. You got a nice little paycheck. You shouldn't be ashamed of yourselves. You need to go hand in your badge. You need to hand in your gun. You need to go find another line of work. You know it. We all know why they're doing this. They know that we're getting tired of paying for this bull crap. They know it. And they're getting scared, and they're tired of their gravy train, the chance of their gravy train perhaps slipping away from them.
Well, and the way you did is, I mean, you're on this show. You went and talked to the Gateway Pundit. You've been on some other various shows. And I think they found out really quick that they are messing with a guy who's not afraid to play hardball with them, who is going to expose them for being little jackboot thugs who are high on their own supply. And I think that that is what made the difference. And the other folks who we've reported on National File and who other people have reported on at Gateway and other outlets, anytime somebody goes public with this and it goes to the media, and it's an example of the federal overreach from the Biden regime, it seems like the FBI gets scared away. What do you think about that? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, you never know what they're going to do. These people will make up any kind of lies, all nature of lies. I mean, you saw what happened with the whole Steve Bannon crew and the fundraising operation for the private border wall. I mean, this is open libel, open defamation against these people. That nonprofit spent the vast majority, 80-90% of its funds, building the wall. There's literally a physical wall and several other building sites that they've been working on. You can go visit, and you read about it in the New York Times, and it's the word fraud, and it didn't happen. There is no wall, and they're defrauding their donors, and it's just, that was clearly a political play just ahead of the election. I think they were afraid that Bannon was going to help Trump and to victory again. Like he did with Hillary beginning in August of 2016. And so those guys, again, that weekend, late August, they just busted down the doors with SWAT teams and guns drawn. One of them's a triple amputee, and they made him crawl across the ground to a van, Brian Colfage. And look, I don't put anything past these people. Like, could they do some bad stuff to me and my family? Sure. Could they do some bad stuff to some other folks? Sure. You know what, though? It all pales in comparison to some of the real work and real fight that a lot of American patriots have done. Look, if these guys decide they want to perp walk somebody and call CNN early in the morning to take some footage of them being perp walked out of their neighborhood to try and embarrass them in front of their church and community and, social club or whatever. Well, number one, I don't give a flip about any of that stuff. I don't care about your country club. I don't care about your cocktail parties. I don't care about, frankly, Mitch McConnell, your Republican Party. Okay. Mitch McConnell doesn't care about the Republican Party. He's long since abandoned the platform. They don't care about life. Here they are pushing the Globo Homo agenda everywhere they go. CPAC is full of all kinds of bizarre alternative lifestyle individuals. The Republican Party clearly is just for sale, whoring itself out to anybody who will give it eyeballs and money and attention. And so, look, these guys have to know. I know they're seeing it. We're seeing lots of evidence of it all over the country that most Americans just do not care about the blue blood wing of both parties and their, death grip on the money supply and on control over our entire economy. And they know they're losing it. That's why they're just printing money. That's why you have to see all this stuff in the larger scheme of things, right? Everybody is tempted to just kind of see things with blinders on from their perspective only. I understand the temptation. But you have to see the world, step outside of yourself, see the world from a bigger picture, and understand that, if each of us really does start to stand up and punch these bullies in the nose, I think we can get something done here. So I'm actually, despite all this, I'm actually extremely hopeful. It's easy to, a lot of people meet me and they think I'm a black pill kind of a guy. I'm not. I'm a white pill kind of a guy. So despite all of it. So.
Hold that thought, because I want to talk about that in the next segment. A lot of people do feel hopeless. They think it's all over. Trump is out of office. But I agree. I think we have a tremendous opportunity here to really rebuild not only the Republican Party, but the political infrastructure of the country if people will get involved, get tuned in, and stay tuned in. And I think with your background, maybe you can tell them a little bit how. And I think maybe you can give a little bit of insight on why maybe President Trump didn't accomplish everything that we wanted him to do or we thought that he could. Maybe he couldn't altogether. Noel Fritch, we'll be right back. You are watching The American Journal on band.video. Don't go away.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Thank you.
watching The American Journal. I am Tom Papper, filling in for Harrison today. Our guest is Noel Fritch. He's at Noel Fritch on Gab and on Twitter. Highly recommend you follow him for some great political insights, even though he's not a big Twitter and social media type of guy. When he drops a nugget of wisdom, it's a good one. And Noel, we were talking about, of course, the jackbooted thugs appearing at your home when you weren't there, hassling your wife. But what I want to get into is, I guess, President Trump. A lot of folks have called into this program this morning and yesterday and earlier this week and said, man, I really like what he says. I really like some of the things he did for America, but his 2018 endorsements and even his 2020 endorsements were awful. He didn't act on big tech. You know, they highlight some of these things that are a lot of our frustrations with the president. And you know how the sausage is made, how the political process really works in Congress. So I was wondering if you could give us some insight on why President Trump made some of these endorsements that in retrospect make no sense. They've all betrayed him, and why his agenda was stalled or stopped altogether on key issues.
Sure. So it's important to note the difference between 2017 and 18, where we had House and the Senate, and then into 19 and 20. So in 17 and 18, you had Paul Ryan and Mitch both working together to stymie anything that the president wanted to do with his America First agenda. They got nothing done. If you guys remember back, thank God Mike Pence has gotten his just desserts. Mike Pence was hired for two reasons. Number one was to get the win. And I think that actually, for that reason, he was a good choice. He did get the win in 2016 with that. He delivered that evangelical vote. The second reason he was hired, if you recall, and you go back and read all of the leftist media, touting and him and extolling the praises of Mike Pence. It was, he's a great liaison between Capitol Hill and the White House. He knows Capitol Hill so well. He was there so long. He's going to help President Trump enact his agenda. Well, how did that go? Failed by every measure. Mike Pence is a total failure. Mike Pence was never a Trump guy. The top guy who runs Mike Pence's office is a guy called Mark, M-A-R-C, Mark with a C, Short. Not a good guy. And he's, one of these guys who came from the Koch network, Koch Brothers network. Those guys are, just strong, never Trumpers, vehemently never Trumpers, right? Vitriolic haters of the president and of the America First agenda because of dollars, money. They make a lot of money, offshoring all of, you know, the treasure from the United States and getting a lot of things done and then importing it here. Across many, many different industries. And so he had a bunch of, you know, foxes in the hen house working against him the first 2 years. The second 2 years, of course, you had, a really divided Congress. So you had the Senate, but you didn't have the House. Pelosi was in charge of the House. There wasn't much going to get done, despite the fact that, of course, Mitch is all too happy to work with Nancy over there. They did get a whole bunch of spending done with a whole bunch of pork in all of those BS COVID bills. But then looking into the end of the administration's first term, hopefully just his first term, you had Mitch and the rest of the Senate guys who are in the kind of like the Romney caucus, the foam party caucus, I call it, the Marco Rubio foam party caucus. Those guys were all basically threatening to impeach and remove the president. They knew they were going to get their impeachment with the House majority and being held by the Democrats. And Mitch and those guys have a sword of Damocles hanging over President Trump's legacy, saying, we're going to remove you. And so that's what he was dealing with. And so he played ball with those guys and kind of gave him what he wanted. And guess what? Those guys, even after he's gone, they're talking about removing him after he's left office with the second impeachment. So I hope that President Trump has learned his lessons, that you cannot deal with these snakes. They hate you. They all hate President Trump for a couple of different reasons. Number one, the money. He was bringing the gravy train of offshoring all of our wealth and treasure and selling out to China to an end. Thank God Elaine Chao is gone now. And he was bringing that to an end. They also hate him because he just skipped all of them in line. There's not one of these suit guys in D.C. with a little special pin on his lapel who doesn't want to be president. Every single one, and governors included out in the state capitals, Larry Hogan, notably in Maryland. That guy definitely thinks he can be president. And so it's no mistake that a guy like that is just going to hate on the president. They're jealous of him. And so now going forward, I think it's important for all of the folks out there who are interested in politics and activists to really understand that all of the people who surrounded Trump from his losing 2020 effort, are still surrounding him. He hasn't gotten rid of them. He's taken a much needed break. He deserves that break. He earned it. Okay. But there are some guys, and I'm going to name names. Bill Stepien is just a Chris Christie swamp creature hanging out, still in the president's orbit. National policy advisor, I think, is what he calls his little consulting group. There's all kinds of horse trading and self-dealing going on inside of the sort of smaller economies that surround Donald Trump. And that's going to happen with every administration. But these guys are, reportedly just making a bunch of money just by being somewhat closely associated with the president. And they're not doing him any favors. They weren't doing him any favors in the run-up to the election. They didn't handle the election very well. They weren't prepared for the win. They didn't get him the win. They are losers. Reports from sources that I have in D.C. Tell me that Stepien knows he's a loser. When he came into the campaign, he even talks about being a loser. He's like, yeah, well, we haven't really won much. And that's Bill Stepien in his own words. One of their concubines, maybe I shouldn't say that, alleged concubine, a lady named McPherson, is very close to the crew there. There's also an attorney who totally botched the whole recount effort and election integrity effort in the wake of all of those election irregularities after November 3rd, Justin Clark. He is very close to the president still. And you're starting to see some of these bad endorsements start to bubble out of Trump world again. I know we got a decent one the other day with Senator Kennedy down in Louisiana. That's fine. But you got Tim Scott, who's horrible, has badmouthed the president a ton in South Carolina. You got Senator Terry Moran in Kansas. An endorsement already came out for that guy. And I know what they're telling the president. I know for a fact because I've talked to high-level people who were named as campaign managers, okay? They're telling some of the folks are telling the president, not all of them. Some of them are telling the president we have to go ahead and try to shore up the Senate. And so it's really important that we get the president behind these guys going into the next election. So for Moran and Tim Scott, maybe that makes sense I don't even think it makes sense for Moran. Tell me a time when a Democrat has won a Senate race in Kansas. Sure, you flip-flop.
It could never happen. Will never, ever happen in this state. The only thing – the party leadership, and this is all over the country, the party leadership doesn't want to fight in the primary. It'll be expensive. It might make them look bad. Maybe they won't retake the governor's seat. And so, therefore, Jerry Moran, who was calling Trump an insurrectionist, he gets an endorsement. I mean, it's absolutely astounding and disgusting that this is where we're at. How – do we as Republicans or America Firsters, how do we send the message to President Trump and to everybody in his orbit that we are here and ready to fight politically if he will take the first step?
Yeah, so look for 4 years while President Trump was trying to preside over, the country with a bunch of snakes all around his ankles, we all held our nose for some of those bad endorsements, and it was one after the other after the other. All the grassroots folks that I know all across the country were just livid. I mean, almost weekly I'd start getting angry people calling me saying, what is he doing? And I'm saying to them, like, look, I know I hate it too, but he's cutting deals with the Republican Party and just to stay in office and to not be impeached, which was the case. And going forward, though, here's what I think folks have to let everyone know. Look, President Trump, you are not presiding over the country anymore. For 4 years, you subbed out the job of leader of the party to some crazy woman named Ronna Romney McDaniel, okay, who, by the way, just recently was doing more of the same Mitch McConnell type of dealing. She was threatening to go anti-Trump in the whole election challenge just in the last 2 or 3 months.
He wanted to
stick around for another 5 minutes in the top of the hour. I want to continue on that thought, and then we'll wrap up, and we'll get Patrick Halley here. But that, I mean, Ronna Romney is destroying what President Trump left the Republican Party, which is a lot of money and a lot of voters. And so I want to get this out. We'll be right back with Noel Fritch. If he's got 5 minutes, don't go away.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. We are still joined by Noel Fritch. Noel, thanks for sticking around another 5 minutes. Sorry to talk fast to the viewers at home. But, Noel, you were talking about Ronna Romney McDaniel, the head of the Republican Party, Mitt Romney's niece, you can't make this stuff up, who is threatening to destroy Trump's entire legacy. Continue where you picked off, or where you left off, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So just in the last month or two here, Ronna Romney McDaniel has been threatening Donald Trump, saying she's going to flip on him on the whole election thing and say, you know what, Biden won, Trump lost, Trump's a loser, and go hard against Trump if he didn't endorse her for the RNC chair. And so inexplicably, just you've seen recently, he endorsed Ronna Romney McDaniel for another term. Look, this woman had $1 billion come in to their coffers to go win this election against some guy who is, you know, demented in a basement who, like, you know, can't chew gum and walk at the same time, and who they won't let out onto the campaign stump. And she lost. She took that $1 billion and she lost. So did Justin Clark. So did Nick Traynor. So did Bill Stepien. Bill Stepien, again, who is an admitted loser, who says on his, like, first, you know, act as campaign manager, well, we never really won a lot, and the Biden team is a lot stronger than we are. So these guys have been in the Trump White House, in the Trump campaign apparatus, threatening, bullying, throwing elbows around, and basically just manipulating Donald Trump. All the folks out there need to go, look, Trump, I love Trump. Trump's one of the best manifestations of the populist movement ever. I want him to succeed. I want his agenda to succeed. If we want his agenda to succeed, we've got to have success over the next 2, 4, 6, 8 years. The number one thing we can do to get that done is to get rid of these snakes, get them out, remove them, cut them off, okay, cut the head off the snake, and Donald Trump has to align himself with people who are actual populists. Okay, if he continues going down this path of associating himself with, you know, Mitt Romney, and he endorsed Mitt Romney. Now Ronna Romney, right, the niece or whatever, is in charge of the party. Look, Donald Trump should be the head of the party. For 4 years, he subbed that out to those snakes. Now that he's out of the White House, he just needs to take that job over. It would be very easy for him to take that job over, get the party back on the right track, make the party what it should be, which is the party of social conservatives and the working class. That combination is going to win in the United States, and go make some good endorsements, pick the people. And look, he can go pick whoever he wants, and they will go to office, and they will fight for him. Right. They'll be loyal to his agenda. Pick those people, President Trump.
Well, it's a tremendous opportunity. I hope that he will take it. I hope that he will follow the steps that you've outlined and that so many of us just at a base level know is the right move. They've got nothing over him anymore, as far as I can tell. They've had two phony impeachments. They are threatening to pull out the rug from under him. But still, his endorsement is the most powerful thing in Washington, D.C., even if he's giving it from the Winter White House down in Florida. Noel, in a minute or less, tell folks how they can get involved at a local level, and then, of course, tell folks how they can connect with you.
Sure. So I'm on Twitter at Noel Fritch. Look, there's a new pack, Hold the Line Pack, holdthelinepack.com. They can go check that out. We are going to go get these elections fixed with what we call confrontational politics. And so it's not rude. It's not uncivil. We're going to go into these state houses. We're going to say, please, sir, please, madam, give us a free, fair election that we can audit and account for. And we are going to demand that they give us that. And if they do not, we will remove them from office. It's that simple. We've got to have more folks running for state house, state senate. Georgia is getting ready to see a whole bunch of those guys be removed. I know the president is interested in that. I know he, whether it's vengeance or not, we just got to go remove a bunch of these bad actors. Raffensperger, Kemp, you got Bowers out in Arizona. You got Ducey in Arizona. We got to get these elections cleaned up at the state level this year and next year. We got to work on that really hard at the state level, guys, to get this all fixed. If we do that, I'm very confident we can take back the White House, take back definitely the House.
Well, and it can be done. I mean, it's such a simple outline, and all it takes is a little bit of effort. Noel Fritch, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back on the other side.
The globalists want you dependent. They want you alone. They want you bankrupt. They want you starving in the dark. That is what their entire spirit is driving for, because they want total submission. When you get high-quality, storable food that lasts more than a decade, you are buying food insurance that you and your family and your neighbors and friends can eat. We have the best sponsor when it comes to storable food out there. And now they're running a limited special, because the ice storms a few weeks ago, of free shipping and 10% off. But it must end this Saturday. There's only a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off with free shipping. And with food, a big part of the cost is the shipping. So unprecedented sale. It's going to end this Saturday in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the main page. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the sub page where you can order and get this food delivered to you. It's ready to ship to you right now, and your purchase funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
He's not saying things that are as crazy as he comes off.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've always said. This is the problem with banning people from social media, banning people from these platforms, whether it's YouTube or whatever. Like, you don't leave any room for redemption. You don't leave any room for people to grow and learn. Well, then you're not talking about humans, because we all grow and learn. I mean, if you're saying people don't ever change, well, you're right. Fucking crazy. Right. This is crazy. This is literally what being a human is about. If someone looked at Alex's his work, like what he's actually shown to be true in terms of actual real conspiracies. Epstein, he was way ahead with that. He told me about Epstein a fucking decade ago. Alex detailed all of that. Like, he was,
oh, wow,
he was ahead of all this stuff. He was talking about how they have these places where these elites go and they compromise them with underage girls and even in some cases underage boys. And I remember thinking, like, this sounds like crazy talk. Like, meanwhile, he was right. Like, look, they had a fucking island.
Is that corporate media will tell you there's no evidence for elite pedophilia.
Right.
No evidence.
No evidence.
None?
Yeah.
Okay.
None. And then on top of that, how about the fact that the guy dies in jail in the most preposterous of ways? And, you know, what, you don't think there's maybe a conspiracy that someone murdered him in jail because he knew fucking slews of incredibly rich, powerful people and took them to this fucking island?
Right.
Factually, absolutely, provably true, impossible to deny.
Uncensored look at Joe Rogan. Sorry to the TV stations out there. We are joined now by Patrick Howley, senior reporter at nationalfile.com. And Patrick,
I've come with my own F-bombs.
You come but we won't use them.
No,
we'll keep them bleeped. So you had a tremendous victory. Last time you were here on the broadcast, where you were kind of forecasting a story or foreshadowing a story about a mother who essentially lost her child because she refused to wear a face mask. And now the opposite has happened. So tell us a little bit about what – first, talk about the heartbreaking story and then talk about the resolution.
It's a very serious situation, but can I smoke my Red Arrowback victory cigar? my victory vape?
Your victory vape. I mean, this would be the time.
Yes, no, it's a good situation. You know, Judge Dale Cohen has now recused himself after the pressure from our report, after we published the article and the audio showing him railing against the anti-mask people and cutting children off from their mothers if the mothers are caught without a mask. There was a mother who was caught at the beach, not social distancing. There was a mother who, in one Facebook photo, wasn't wearing a mask, and so he suspended her parental time-sharing agreement with her son. And so now, with Judge Cohen recusing himself, the mother feels that she has a second chance of getting her son back, reuniting her family. And this is, you know, even though this is only one case, it's a big deal that somebody like Judge Cohen, who's a powerful part of the establishment, appointed by Jeb Bush, would have to recuse himself based on pressure from us.
Right.
And this sets a precedent that, you know, if these judges feel that they're going to get ethics complaints against them, you know, they are going to, you know, they're going to start losing power a little bit.
That's right. And we've got this audio. And I mean, it was absolutely jarring to edit it. It was jarring to listen to it for the first time. Let's go ahead and play clip one, and people can see exactly what this judge said about a woman who, again, her only offense to His Royal Highness Fauci was that she didn't wear a mask in a Facebook photo. Let's go to video one. What you are about to hear is audio of Broward County, Florida, Circuit Court Judge Dale Cohen, who was originally appointed by Jeb Bush, disparaging a mother named Melanie Joseph in a custody case that Cohen presided over. Melanie did not wear a mask in a photo posted to social media. Judge Cohen used the photo to justify imposing new restrictions on Melanie's time-sharing visits with her 14-year-old son, an asthma sufferer who must now wear a mask while in Melanie's presence. Melanie later gave up her fight for custody due to Judge Cohen's hatred of her over the maskless photo. She agreed to a heavily restricted timesharing agreement with her son's father. Melanie's case is not unique. National File has obtained court records from another case in which Cohen totally blocked timesharing for a mother of a less than 2-year-old child. The mother was accused in a court document of not wearing a mask. Here is what Judge Cohen had to say about Melanie Joseph.
I believe that your client poses a danger to the child. She's one of, first of all, her credibility is very low. I don't believe a lot of what she testified to. She's one of these anti-mask people, and she's got the audacity to put that on social media that she's an anti-mask people. And to expose the child to a flight to North Carolina and risk the child's health over that is not acceptable to me. The 7-hour meet in the middle is not acceptable either. The mother took it upon herself, in violation of the relocation statute, to just pick up and move, because it talks about a parent moving, not a child moving, and she needs to file the relocation. She didn't do it. If she wants to see the child, she's coming to Broward County. She's going to wear a mask. She really should be quarantined before she sees the child, but she's going to have to be supervised because I don't trust that she's not going to wear a mask. The social media picture of her with the gun is very disturbing. This whole thing is disturbing, and the father shouldn't be inconvenienced by the mother's actions. So I have no problem with the child speaking to the mother on video every night for 10 minutes. They can set up a the mother wants in-person time sharing, it's going to be in Broward County. She's going to come down, and she's going to pay for a supervisor, and she's going to wear a mask. And if she doesn't, the time sharing is not going to happen. When this pandemic is over, and there's no cases, and there's a vaccine, and there's proof, well, the father will get a vaccine for the child, but you know, the mother's going to need to get a vaccine as well. And when I have proof that everybody's safe and the child's not at risk of danger, then we could talk about, you know, a long-distance parenting plan. But right now, her time sharing is suspended.
And, Patrick, there are so many insane things that flew out of that cretin's mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, children have not died due to this disease. Children have died because they wear a mask to PE class and their lung explodes.
Yeah, or they kill themselves because of the isolation. And yeah,
exactly. So there's that. There's this the fact that she open carries in Florida, a very Republican state. She wasn't wearing a mask, and so therefore it's deeply disturbing. A 10-minute video call every night at a time that they will decide. I mean, this guy is does he understand what where he lives, that he's in Florida? What is the deal with this judge who has now thankfully recused himself from this woman's case?
Well, it's so obvious that he doesn't speak to anyone outside of his social circle. You can tell how flabbergasted. She's one of these anti-mask people, and she has the audacity. I mean, it's like, I mean, this is the kind of guy who probably watches Stephen Colbert's entertainment. You know, this is the guy who thinks MSNBC is the only channel. You know, he probably reads the New York Times in the morning, and that's his entire news consumption. So it's very disturbing that certain elites, that these very insulated elites who have gotten to the top of the legal profession, and this guy's had ethics problems in the past, by the way, over different things, they have almost limitless power now if they become a circuit court judge. Right. And this guy was appointed by Jeb Bush. So it's a horrifying thing to see. And it's not just that they're activist judges. It's that they're completely insulated from reality. They have no sense of what's going on in the country outside of their own elite circles. And these people need to be held accountable, because right now we don't have checks and balances on judges.
Right.
And so the check and the balance on activist judges is the media.
That's right.
The real media, not the fake Jake Tapper media.
That's right. Not the media this judge watches every night.
Right.
No, that's it. I mean, they're bullies, and like any schoolyard bully, the second you stand up to them, they crumple. They fall over. They fall flat. They recuse themselves from the case. And hopefully this guy is going to be recusing himself from a lot of cases as more mothers are willing to step forward, because it's an absolute disgrace, Patrick. I mean, and it's what we saw with the election. It's a judge taking America into their own hands. It's a judge deciding who is and who is not fit to be a parent. It's absolutely disgusting, and I'm glad this little loser is continuing to lose. I don't know how you can recall a
loser
judge, but he needs to be recalled. He needs to be out of there. This guy should have no power over anyone. He shouldn't have power over a drive-through window. We'll be right back with Patrick Halley on the other side.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with the third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa,
who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I am Tom Papert here with Patrick Halley for the rest of today's broadcast. And for the rest of today's broadcast, we are going to be taking your calls. We're going to start with the people who have been holding the longest. Thanks for hanging in there, guys. Sorry we didn't get to you at the top of the show. But if you would like to try your luck, I can't promise we're going to get to everybody. The number is 877-789-2539. Let's start with Brittany in Pennsylvania, who has a comment about the god of Biden's regime, Anthony Fauci. Brittany, you are on the American Journal. Welcome.
Good morning, Tom. I originally was going to say something about Grouchy Fauci, but I decided to change because there's something based on what you guys have been talking about. There was a caller, that an activist in Texas that Owen had on the other day. She was talking about a bill in Texas that they were trying to sneak in, and she was urging people to, call their congressmen and women and let them know how they feel about it. And so anyway, there's a pastor on YouTube that I listen to, First Harvest Ministries, and he's always going on legiscan.com, and he's talking to us about bills and encouraging, you know, people all over to call both their Republican and their Democrat congresswomen and men to let them know how they feel. And he posted a video this morning with an update that there was in Louisiana, a Democrat congressman actually opted out of voting. I think it was on HR1 because the constituents that called him told him they disagree with it, and he didn't vote for it. So I think even if, we don't agree with the Democrats, you know, it doesn't hurt to try, you know, to at least.
Well, you're right. They fear
heard.
Us. Yeah. I mean, that's really the thing. I mean, we hire these people. The American base is more active than ever. We have an opportunity to get good people elected so we can have real elections and hold the people who are already there accountable. And they're not used to hearing from their constituents, are they, Patrick?
Well, they are terrified. And, you know, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier about how insulated they are. They live in a very privileged little bubble. They live in a comfortable bubble. They're like Buster Bluth, basically. And, you know, all it takes is Baked Alaska and some Trump grandmas going into the Capitol with American flags, and they cry about it for weeks and weeks and weeks, and maybe they'll cry about it forever. And I think AOC is now permanently traumatized, and all of these congressmen now need counseling and therapy. And, you know, this is really a mockery. And yes, a lot of it is LARPing. They're being overly melodramatic for effect. However, on some level, they really are that pathetic. And, right. and that's a good thing to keep in mind. They are that stupid. They are that pathetic. They are little children, and they don't have control of their emotions.
That's exactly right. I mean, and as a result, it's easy to push back on them. All it takes is a little bit of effort. Let's go to Oak in North Carolina, wants to talk again about Anthony Fauci, Antonio Fauci. Welcome, Oak.
Hey, Tom Papper. Happy to have you, my friend. One quick plug. If you guys get the Alexa water filter, make sure you buy two filters. It drains like four times as fast. Anyway, that video that you guys played earlier of Anthony Fauci being kind of, you know, I guess, butthurt about Texas. If you wanted to cue that up, there's an anomaly within that video. If you look at his neck, it is super weird. There's a lot of things going on with deepfakes. I'm not saying that's what that is, but it is very strange. So if you did want to cue that up, show the world what's going on
now,
there.
His neck does
weird.
Jump up and down, doesn't it? But, and Patrick, I saw this last night, and I think it's just because he's like 197 years old. I mean, this guy has no business being in government, let alone employed. I mean, his neck, he has a bigger neck flap than Mitch McConnell. What do you make of that?
Yes, well, he's the only health expert who throws a baseball 5 feet. And I don't know how they thought that was good optics. I mean, did they not practice with him ahead of time? And I mean, he obviously knew he couldn't throw a baseball, or did he think he could do it? Or was it just a psyop to be like, ha-ha, your health guy is the unhealthiest guy ever? I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, if you look at our health experts, Rachel Levine, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
One of our overlords, Rachel Levine.
Yeah, no, the real name is gender non-binary potato head. You've got to get it right.
There was Anthony Fauci's little pitch. And, of course, the ESPN people were like, stop making fun of Fauci! You know, because they're like MSNBC. MSLSD. I think you described it once as like ESPN is like watching the Young Turks trying to do a sports network.
Yes, it really is. Well, and so let's expand on that, because Fauci is just like, I mean, it is almost like a slap in the face. They have this morbidly obese. She makes me look like I could. She it whatever it is. I don't know what the pronouns makes me look like I could run a marathon.
Z.
And then you have Mr. Potato Head is going to be the new health secretary. You have Fauci, who spent most of the 1980s, he said this on NPR, we broke it at National File, he said that he spent most of the 1980s cruising gay bathhouses and gay bars so he could learn about HIV up close and in person. It's just like a smack in the face that these people are lecturing us about how to stay healthy, is it not?
Well, I knew one of the pronoun people a long time ago, and I said, I called this person he or she or something, and the person started flipping out, and I was a younger person. This was during the early days of political correctness. And I said, so what am I supposed to call you? And I'll always remember, he slash she turned to me and goes, I am Za.
I am Za. Za. And these people are absolutely nuts. I mean, there is no logic to it. It's demoralizing. It's demeaning. And I find myself playing their game sometimes, Patrick. I will like, the Levine creature. I find myself using the pronouns that it wants. Meanwhile, it is very clearly a fat old man in a dress, all ready for there. There's the GameStop, the queen of GameStop. It's ma'am. I mean, these people, like, they have a lower voice than either of us. They have big, bulky football shoulders, like they could go be a quarterback, and yet they have the audacity to make you treat them like they're a dainty little princess. I think it's to demoralize us. I think it's a slap in the face to make us engage with their insanity, and it makes us question our own.
Well, Chairman Xi is not putting up with this.
That's right. No, talk about that. What is happening in China right now to the alphabet people?
Well, didn't China say that homosexuality is a mental disorder or something?
Yes, they did. Yes, they most definitely did.
You know, look, I don't agree with that. But at the same time, you know, you have to realize that when it comes to a potential military conflict, you know, the side that is having military stand downs to discuss white supremacy and making sure that there's as much trans visibility and LGBT in the military as possible, probably going to lose to the hyper-nationalistic side that is trying to create a hybrid kind of Superman with, you know, genetic experimentation as the Chinese
are. You know, when Mattis said that we cannot have a good military without transgender people in the trenches, I just wonder, how do we get them their hormones? How do we ship the testosterone and the hormone blockers? I mean, like, what happens when you're in a foxhole for 6 weeks and you run out of fake testosterone to make you look and sound and act like a man? Do we have to airdrop testosterone in? Is that going to be the next big thing and the next big conflict? The airdrop comes in with all the testosterone for the military, but it's a mile away and you got to fight through it. Otherwise, you're going to lose your muscle tone. I mean, it's the logistics alone really make you wonder what on earth these people are thinking. More of your calls on the other side. We're going to get to Vincent. We're going to get to Jefferson. We're going to get to Richard. We're going to get to everybody else who is holding. We will be right back with Patrick Howley here on the American Journal.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, and I am not alone. I've been commenting this whole time I've been guest hosting. Harrison Smith and The American Journal has the best bumper music of any radio program in America. And Patrick, I think you agree with me.
We are like Morning Joe without the dead interns.
Oh, no.
That's the cool, classy vibe we have. It's like Morning Joe, but we never allegedly had an intern fall and hit her head on the desk. Well,
yeah, he was allegedly in a relationship with her while he was married, and allegedly she wound up dead in a very mysterious circumstances, I think at his office.
Yeah, alone in his office, fell and hit her head on the desk, I believe.
Yeah, that is, of course, the Morning Joe. And so in this dynamic, Patrick, I just want to get it out there, I refuse to be Mika. I guess you are Mika Brzezinski. All right, let's go back to who is, by the way, the daughter of that Zbigniew Brzezinski. Is that how you say his name? Mm. She's a real bad guy, the original globalist. All right, let's go back to your calls. We have Vincent in Ohio who says, we need to make a trumpet the official sound of America. Welcome to the show, Vincent. Thank you for holding.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great, Vincent. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm going.
No, I hear that. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going. But, I was just saying, the make the sound American for Trumptitude. So that it's a pun, but we have to just keep going on that sound.
Well, I think the American people, I mean, there is no putting Trump back in the bottle. I mean, Patrick, you just walk around the conservative parts of the country and the love is overwhelming and the frustration is overwhelming watching the Republican establishment throw the guy under the bus over and over and over again. But I just don't think so long as Trump is willing to send out statements from Mar-a-Lago and is willing to make endorsements, even if they're the bad ones, I don't think the base will ever abandon him. I think this is Trump's country now, whether they like it or not. What do you think?
It's kind of like he's tweeting, but without the Twitter account with the statements, right? It's just like, you know, we get like a pigeon carrier, and it's like, it's Trump! It's Trump! We have a statement from Trump!
It is. No, they show up in my inbox. Yesterday, I was 6, 7 p.m. I'm dog tired, been working, did the show, worked all day. I'm coming up on 12 hours, and all of a sudden, Patrick, statement from Donald J. Trump in my inbox, and I'm like, it's a Trump tweet, and then I'm like, oh my god, now I have to write this thing. And I said,
it always fills my heart with joy when I see like, you know, wherever he is, it's just like, oh, a new statement. He's back. Where is he? I just feel like he's all around us.
Yes. No, it is great. It's no longer on your phone. He is ethereal. he surrounds us like
he's like vapor.
We're in the embryo. No, it is true, though. And one thing, Patrick, that I was remarking on earlier when I was going over the statements he made about Mitch McConnell and when I was going over the statements he made about Karl Rove, which was just even better, is these are long statements. Mm. I mean, like the first phrasing he used about Mitch McConnell, a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. Those characters were, first of all, those words are too big for the average Twitter user who are leftist morons. Mm. Second of all, no way that's going to fit in the character count. I almost feel like they've unleashed him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Trump's always been a great writer. I've argued that he is actually like the greatest American writer because, you know, he oftentimes works late at night, as the greats do.
Right.
You know, it's all he has to do is misspell a word, kofefe, and then, you know, it becomes like a massive phenomenon. I mean, what writer has that kind of impact? J.K. Rowling doesn't have that kind of impact. OK. And by the way, you know, the people who run our State Department and the people who run like the government are mostly like these millennial women. And the sad thing is I grew up with these millennial women. They have never read any books that don't start with the words Harry Potter.
That's very true. You know, well, maybe now they've done a little bit of Game of Thrones at least, no?
Yeah. Well, they have to couch everything in terms of Harry Potter. Assad is Voldemort.
Right. Trump is Voldemort. There are a lot of Voldemorts in their worldview. I mean, it basically, if you don't believe that there are 47 genders and you can change yours on the spot, then you are Voldemort.
But Jen Psaki is Hermione.
Oh, no.
Psaki bomb. And this just shows how obnoxious the affluent white female liberal culture has become. Have you seen the Psaki bomb phenomenon?
Oh, my God.
Jen Psaki, who is like the nerdiest, least inspiring woman ever, like constantly frazzled, constantly like, I haven't had my Starbucks yet energy. And they're on there being like, another Psaki bomb, you know, because that's what they do. They go out with their girls and they drink, you know,
they drink like
shooters.
Expensive foreign alcohol.
Yeah, they drink shooters and, you know, let's get with our girls. Woohoo! It's a Sex in the City culture. And this is what's governing the most powerful military national security apparatus on the face of the earth. The stupidest people.
She really does look like Mark Zuckerberg in a wig.
And by the way, and might be. And kidding, I'm kidding everyone. That's going to become a meme. But it's, no, I mean, maybe developed in the same lab or something. But, you know, it's interesting to see, like, you know, now that even the Democrats, like Tim Kaine, are trying to revoke Biden's war powers in the Middle East.
Of course.
And they're trying to get rid of his ability to have the nuclear codes. Secretly. So, I mean, I think they're starting to realize if he accidentally nuclear bombs somebody, it's kind of on them.
Right. They stole the thing. They got him in office. Well, and talk about that. I mean, it's so bizarre. Everybody was happy that Obama could just drone strike whoever he wanted whenever he wanted. So happy they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize for it.
Yes.
Nobody complained about Bush invading countries and getting thousands of Americans killed and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. Nobody even complained. Well, okay, they did, but they didn't try to do this when Trump was bombing empty Syrian airfields, and now they compare it to what Biden's doing. But why the sudden fear about the executive? Ever since Vietnam, the president has had the power to unilaterally take us to war without a second thought. How come now they have a problem?
Because their guy is senile?
Yes, I think that's true. Who, in your estimation, and obviously nobody knows the answer to this except not even Joe, except the people who are doing it, who really runs the White House in your estimation?
You know, it's a few different people. I think Valerie Jarrett is very involved. Mm. I think that Obama is still involved. And I think that there are certain people like Janet Yellen, and there are certain people like Doug Emhoff, Kamala's husband, who have a lot of say. So it's sort of this kind of council of idiots that are running it. But, you know, you have the Chi-Com influence as well. You know, obviously Joe is Beijing Joe, China Joe.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a lot of people who don't have America's best interests at heart and a lot of people who are not Joe Biden.
You know, I have a grudge that I will never end against Valerie Jarrett. That's the one who – you got to couch this whenever you say it, folks at home. That's the one who Roseanne Barr – made a very unfortunate ambient tweet about, comparing her to Planet of the Apes, that horrible racist woman. And of course, in response, they killed Roseanne. They had her within the show that had just been rebooted.
Oh, yes, that's right.
They had her overdose on painkillers for the crime of making fun of Valerie Jarrett, who is Obama's handler, Obama's soothsayer.
And Roseanne then had one of the great tweets during the show where she tweeted, "I ain't dead, bees."
That's right. When they killed her. They murdered Roseanne because she offended because she offended Valerie Jarrett, who is, I mean, she was the power in the Obama White House, right?
Valerie Jarrett, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she was the, what was she, chief strategist or something like that, some made-up
title? She was the quasi-president, right.
Yes, yes. And so that does not surprise me at all if she is still running the show for Joe Biden. We're going to try to get to a couple more of your calls on the other side. We are joined by Patrick Howley here in studio. You are watching The American Journal on a very fun, very lighthearted Friday. We've got we laugh or we cry is really the way I go into this new paradigm where Joe Biden and Xi Jinping and I guess Valerie Jarrett, the murderer of Roseanne Barr, rule over us with an iron fist. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short commercial break.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalist. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God is not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. The crew is too good. Within like 30 seconds, they actually put Patrick's face on Mika Brzezinski. And we should, I mean, Mika is no good person. I mean, she is the spawn of, it's Zbigniew, right? Zbigniew Brzezinski. You know about this.
I was hotter than Mika there, by the way.
Well, yeah, you didn't have the look of overwhelming evil in your eyes. I mean, it's kind of a turnoff for me. I guess Joe likes it.
I've never slept with Joe Scarborough because you know why? It's kind of like dating OJ, you know? allegedly, you know, you just never know if your head might hit that desk.
That's well, and if he did it, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Right, before we get somebody in trouble here, let's go to
Joe's out there trying to find the true who hit her head on the desk.
It was an accident, Patrick. You shouldn't make jokes about a horrible tragedy that struck a young woman who just happened to be in a romantic relationship with her boss, Joe Scarborough. Psycho Joe. As Trump nicknamed him many years ago. There was a great Trump tweet about that, too. Right around, right after the 2016 election, Trump had tweeted something along the lines of, if Mika and Joe hate me so much, why did Mika come to my table at Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row? Bleeding badly from a face job.
Facelift, yeah.
I said no. truly the champion of Twitter. All right, let's go to Richard in Maine who wants to talk about ways to engage the public. Thank you for holding, Richard. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, hi. I've been a listener since about 2012 when I was in high school.
Very cool. That says something. You're like me. You've grown up with it. I appreciate that. Sorry. Go ahead.
What I wanted to speak about is ways we can engage the public. Like I think there should be a podcast or a whole show on what we as the people can do, like small acts. So I've printed up flyers. I've made hundreds of copies of Endgame and handed them out. Making custom T-shirts. And then, have you ever heard of, Stamp Money Out of Politics campaign?
I have not. What is that?
So I think his name is Ben Cohen from, Ben and Jerry's. He has, a whole campaign where they stamp on the back of, dollar bills, stamp money out of politics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I was thinking, what if, we have our own campaign, a resist tyranny type campaign?
Well, and there are a lot of good ways to get involved at the local level. I mean, Patrick, you're not even here full time. You travel all across the country. It's very gracious that you've been here the past couple days to be on the broadcast with us. But you showed up at a city council meeting, I guess, when all this began, and you became basically the celebrity of the room. People were cheering you on because everybody else gets up there and kind of does, I just don't think it's right that we should have to wear a mask, yada, yada, yada. And you launched into a sermon and had the people doing a standing ovation.
I called the city councilors idiots and morons. I said, unmuzzle the people. Yes, this is what we need to do. I did. I got a standing ovation at the city council.
I just think that we should all be doing small acts. I've had custom T-shirts printed up. And then I buy a lot of products from the InfoWars store and Amazon.
Well, and that makes a big difference. You know, distributing stuff, showing people the good source, the hidden information, that is absolutely key. But I think the what really helps is obviously doing that. Keep doing that. Tell your friends, tell your family, post on Facebook, get banned, post on Twitter, get banned, make a Gab, make a Twitch, whatever you can do, hand it out on the street corner and try not to look too crazy. I think it's a cumulative effect, and I think that really what we need to start doing is taking over the precinct committeeman roles in the Republican Party. We need to start showing up at the Republican events and peacefully, legally, and lawfully heckling them until they realize that this isn't the 1970s anymore. They don't get to rule by decree in silence. Patrick, what do you think? What are some ways folks can connect with the public?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, as censorship gets worse, I mean, I've flirted with the idea of renting helicopters, dropping pamphlets as though it's, you know, Vietnam or something. And
WKRP in Cincinnati instead of turkeys.
That's quite the reference. Wow. All right. WKRP. And so I think we are WKRP in Cincinnati right now. But, you know, there's plenty of different things that you can do. And, you know, ultimately what it comes down to, I think ultimately is going to be how many people can we organize face to face? I mean, I just came back from AFPAC, the America First Political Action Conference, with Nick Fuentes and Michelle Mulkin and others. And just having, you know, hundreds of people there in that room together. I mean, it becomes so much easier to be able to strategize and stuff when you can talk to people face to face.
I think that's a good point. And that goes back to one of the callers that we had earlier in the show who, you know, his business is closed. He can't make an income anymore because Fauci and Joe Biden and the New York government, Cuomo, have decided that he's not allowed to have a business. And I think the number one thing to do is to meet people in your area, to network, because you're going to find, unless you're in like the middle of a blue hellscape, if you're outside a city, if you're in a purple state even, or definitely a red state, I think you're going to find people who are willing to network and coordinate and push back on the globalist infrastructure. And that, I mean, Patrick, we've talked about it before off air. The guy in Shasta County, who Carlos Zapata, who got up there and said, basically, you know, things are going to get really bad for you politicians if you don't back off. And now he's got 150 people who are all business owners and all acting normally, and there is no pandemic in Shasta County, even in the middle of California. I mean, what do you think, Patrick? I think that's a big part of our way out of this.
Yeah, I think definitely. But, you know, all of this needs to be focused, of course, on 2022 and,
right.
You know, getting the populist candidates into the primaries, defeating the Republican incumbents, and hopefully creating a situation where not only do the Republicans get the majority back, but we create such a big populist caucus that we can throw out McCarthy as the leader and pick our own speaker.
Well, that's exactly right. And there is such a hunger for that. And that was why I'm glad we had Noel Fritch on the show earlier, because people want a way to not support these establishment Republicans. I mean, Kevin McCarthy, they gave him the speakership after Paul Ryan resigned in disgrace, basically. And what did Kevin McCarthy do? He stabbed Trump in the back every single day for the past 2 years, all the way up to January 6th, and he's still stabbing Trump in the back. So what are some ways, how can we do this? How do we get these good candidates in, and how do we get with our representatives to fix the election so they're no longer, you know, Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss counting ballots from underneath a tablecloth at 3 a.m.
You're saying that Ruby Freeman taking a suitcase full of ballots out from underneath the table after faking having to shut down because of a water pipe burst.
There's a clogged toilet.
You're telling me that's not what Thomas Jefferson envisioned
when he was writing the Constitution. For some reason, I just cannot picture Thomas Jefferson, even the bad ones. I just cannot imagine these people who came up with even the first central bank deciding that is how we should have elections. I just don't see it, Patrick.
Ruby Tuesday, Ruby Freeman. You know, they've kind of hid Ruby Freeman because they kind of don't want to delve into what she did yet. But eventually, I mean, I think she will have kind of an MSNBC show or something where she does her slogan, "Give me some work. I want to do me some work." Remember in the video?
Give me some work to do.
I want to do me some work. And, of course, she meant, you know, pulling paper ballots out of suitcases.
And counting at 3 a.m. She also was the after election coverage was so intense. She actually was begging for donations on Facebook while she was doing that.
Yeah.
She was saying, "I'm working real hard at the TCF Center, whatever center it was down there in Atlanta, and I've been working for 47 hours this week, and I need some money. Give me some money. Mama needs her nails done."
She has such an array of hats too. She is vibrant. Very flamboyant hats. And, you know, she needs to keep her hat game strong.
That's right. And only a job at MSNBC can pull that off. So I think I do think that coordinating on a local level is important. And I think that waking up people, InfoWars can be a great way to do that. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars alone, isn't it?
Well, it's a starting point, I think. It's your jumping off point. You buy the T-shirt, somebody recognizes it, 5 people recognize it, 10 people recognize it. Before you know it, you've got a cadre of 25, 30 people. And then it doesn't even just have to be about InfoWars, but you can certainly educate them.
I build a cadre wherever I go, basically. Anytime they throw me out for not wearing a mask, I assemble a cadre of like-minded supporters, and then we just roll out into the parking lot and like, yeah, and then we keep in touch, and we're building a network of anti-mask,
and it doesn't take much because the establishment is so used to people depending on them. So when you form this community, hopefully around InfoWars products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you found and form this community, before you know it, your little group of 10 people who all take orders from Austin, Texas, are going to have an outsized influence and impact on their local political scene. And it all starts with the information presented here, information presented on National File, information presented on other good and alternative and independent news outlets. And before you know it, I mean, we have a critical opportunity here, Patrick. I think that we could easily set this stage for President Trump to come back in 2024 and for us to have a real Republican Party that is actually different than the globalist oligarch party that it currently represents. Thank you all so much for watching. I'm Tom Pappert. Patrick Halley, he's at Halley Reporter on Twitter. Alex Jones coming up next on the other side. This has been The American Journal.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.